After serving 11 years on the CHCCS Board of Education, Ronnie Dossie resigned from her role last Friday. On Tuesday, she began her new role as an Orange County Commissioner at the board's business meeting. Joined at the podium by members of her family, she was sworn in by District Judge Joel Hall Brown, who similarly served on the CHCCS board before her appointment to her current position.
And that I will
faithfully discharge the duties
of my office
as commissioner
on the Orange County Board of Commissioners.
This my solemn affirmation.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Dossie began her first comments as a new commissioner by honoring Bedford, whose funeral was held on Saturday, August 22nd.
I want to start, as I normally do, with gratitude, very mindful of the folks who've paved the way for me to be here. I also want to recognize former Commissioner James Etta Bedford for her leadership and service and her examples that continue to guide the community. I'm extremely grateful for her life and legacy she left with us. She set a standard that reminds us to lead with courage and compassion.
Dossie was one of six people who threw their hats in the ring for the District 1 position and was ultimately selected by the board to serve out the rest of Bedford's term. She was also selected by the Orange County Democratic Party to run on its ticket in November, where she's likely to win a full four-year term since Bedford was unopposed in the general race.
To the sitting board members, thank you for your welcome and your willingness to help me learn. And most importantly, I'm grateful to join a board that has a moral center that reflects a commitment to focusing on what's best for our communities.
In her initial Facebook post announcing her intention to seek the position, Dossie said that her experience would be useful to the Orange County Board of Commissioners given her background in finance. She's the Vice President of Operations Finance at RTI International, an independent scientific research institute. Board Chair Jean Hamilton spoke to Dossie's experience in public office in her own remarks.
I served with Commissioner Dossie on the school board. I served with her on the capital needs work group, in which I cannot underline enough the work she did in order to understand the capital needs of our schools, and that we really that really was foundational in getting recommendations that led to having a consultant who would have an objective view of the needs and then to the bond.
The chair ended her remarks by personally welcoming Dossie to the board.
So I am ecstatic in my low-key way of having Commissioner Ronnie Dossie join us with her skills, with her experience and her background. We are very fortunate. You will have to work hard.
I'm getting that sense.
I'm getting that sense.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.